The Burt Show.
Literally got off the plane from Scotland, and then like 12 hours later had a five-year-old's birthday party at our house.
Yeah.
Where we had 40 people there. So I'm not sure which one I'm recovering more from.
And from the photos, more than just people, a lot of critters as well.
Yeah. Asa is really, really into like insects and reptiles. So we hired a guy to come on in, and he brought in tortoises and snakes that were like 6 feet long and weighed 60 pounds. So we went from Scotland to that. It was awesome, though. It was really, really awesome.
You get the best of both worlds right there.
It was great. And Scotland, let me tell you, man, it's one of the most magical places I have ever been. You know, you watch movies like Braveheart or TV show Outlander that Abby turned me on to, and you see all the scenery and you're like, come on, that's Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, man, it is that beautiful.
The cliffs look gorgeous.
Yeah, when I'm on vacation, you know what I tend to do is I tend to compare where I am right now to something else I've already seen. Like, if I'm in Croatia, I might go like, oh, I've seen this before in Italy. In Scotland, you can't do that. It's the most unique place I've ever seen. And you have all those green mountains that leading into green hills, into like rivers,
cumulus media cliffs.
Where you have waterfalls going into the ocean. It was just, I'd never seen anything like it before in my life. It was magical.
It looked very lush. Is like, is there a better time to go? Like, is right now like the best time to experience Scotland, or is it always like that?
I think it's just drizzly and rainy all the time, and that's why it's green.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's a dry. I don't think they have a dry season.
Yeah.
Those flowers are getting fed.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's the craziest weather I have ever seen in my life. Within any 10 minutes, you'll have sun and then a 30 mile per hour gust and then light drizzle and then heavy drizzle and then it goes back to sun and it just does this all the time. I mean, you're constantly looking at the sky because you know it's going to rain. It's just a matter of time when, but it does make everything so green, so it's so worth it.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. And later on, I'll tell you about how we trespassed and what police stations in Scotland look like compared to the United States.
Why am I not shocked?
Right. So, that'll be later in the show. How was Florida?
So we stayed at Laguna Beach, which is in between Panama City Beach and Rosemary Beach. And we just wanted something that was quiet and a little bit tucked away. And let me tell you, this vacation was, it's hard to compare to Scotland. It's hard to compare to Greece, but it was so needed and it was so relaxing and it was so chill. And I never left the beach house once.
Right.
Like the moment I walked in the door, stayed there until we left. It was literally right on the beach. So we walked out the back deck and we were in the sand, which was on purpose for Jimmy because he's a beach baby. And we just really connected as a family. I like got to reconnect with my husband, which was awesome, and just had the most relaxing, chill, best time. Like I was able just to kind of like, my focus on this vacation was one, family, and two, to tune out the noise and to focus on what matters. And I was able to accomplish that on this trip. And it was, Bart says it's one of his favorite vacations we've ever had, just
really?
Because it was just that chill and that low key.
So much togetherness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say when I come back from vacation, 80% of the time I'm exhausted because I've been running around so much.
Yeah.
That vacation you're talking about where you just chill and you come back and you relax 20% of the time.
Oh man, no, it was like I slept. We like there was no schedule. There was no reservations. There was nothing. Like we got up when we got up. We went out to the beach when we went out to the beach. We came in when we wanted to come in. Bart would go out. Like we ate every meal there at the townhouse. It was really nice. I slept and I'm I feel like it was a calming, really nice, just chill vacation that we needed.
Great. Cass, how was yours?
It was fine. We all got sick. So
up again?
Yeah, I'm just on the tail end. Not COVID this time, just a light summer cold. But that means I've been up mostly every night. And then a monster of a woman problem hit me yesterday. So, just in the struggles right now. If you don't know, I have the reason I mention it is I have PCOS, which means this is probably way too early before your cornflakes for this talk, but it's irregular. And so when it does happen, mm-hmm.
It's hard.
It's a red wedding.
Okay.
But otherwise, honestly, it was nice to have a very chill week at home, just doing nothing and being able to potter around and get stuff clean. Okay. Sounds so lame. But please, if you're a working mother, you know the idea of having a week off to just clean and get stuff done is incredible. So I did that, and it was actually lovely. And I celebrated a friend's 40th birthday this past weekend and got humbled badly, which I will tell you about later on this week, because we're 40. We've known each other since we were 17. We can't party like we're 17 anymore. No, but it was good otherwise.
And trying hurts for 3 days after.
Yes, it does.
All right, Abby, tell us about this big trip to Greece, man.
Yeah, I know. So I feel like everyone always goes on like fun trips throughout the year, whereas I have like one every single year in September. And so last year it was Ireland, and it was truly like me and all the other girls that went on it, we've described it as like a life-changing trip. And so I thought, okay, same time next year, except this time, like, let's go somewhere that's not disgusting and rainy. Let's go somewhere where we can sit in the ocean and wear swimsuits and drink white wine and eat good food. And this year we decided to go to Crete, Greece, which, if you've never heard of Crete, it's one of like the lesser known islands in Greece, and it's the largest island. So we spent about 7 days there going to different cities throughout the throughout that specific island. And when I tell you, I had no idea what to expect. Like, this, there were 25 girls signed up for this trip. There were 11 last year. And I was like, how is this going to change the dynamic? And then I was like, no, it's going to be exactly how it was last year. Like, you know, we had so much fun. It was such a great time. The shift from 11 to 25 is a pretty big difference in a delightfully chaotic way. Like, every single day, I felt like somebody should have been filming this. This was a reality show. Like, the fun, I don't want to say drama because I think there's like a bad connotation to drama, but there was always some kind of plot point throughout the day. Like, there was one night where there were like three girls competing for one of our tour guides, like for his affection. And we were all waiting with bated breath by the end of the night being like, who's he going to pick? Yeah. Who is our bachelor going to choose? And then like the next day we got a photo from one of the girls, and it was just like this cryptic photo of him holding her hand. And we were like, who did he pick? Oh my God, how did he choose? What was the final date? Like, did you guys go to the fantasy suites? And it was just so fun. And it's such a bonding experience when you're with all these strangers, just to be in a different country and just to have like these little inside things to talk about. And it just really bonds you very, very quickly in a way that feels like summer camp for adults.
What did it look like?
Oh my God, it was beautiful. Greece is insanely stunning. And for me, like, I'm not really a big beach person. Like, I enjoy it. I like to hang out in the water for a little bit, but that's not like where I specifically thrive. But when we showed up to some of these beaches, I mean, the best way to describe them is it's like a fairy tale lagoon. Just the way that the light hits the water, it's constantly like it's just glittering, and it feels like it's from another world. Like, honestly, there was one afternoon that we were in this city called Hania. It was the last city that we were in. It was the one I was most excited for because it's the biggest one on the island of Crete. And it was completely dark out, and we were looking for a club because that's what the girls like to do, is we like to go to the club.
Sure.
And we turned the corner to the harbor where all the water was hitting, sort of this bank where all these restaurants were lined up and the lights were twinkling. And literally I turned to the girl next to me and I was like, this looks like a scene from ACOTAR. This is how I view the summer court, which will make no sense to anybody who doesn't read. But if you know. I was like, where's Tarquin? We have to go find the Book of Breathing. It just felt so unreal, and it should, because it's literally the farthest I've ever been away from home. So it was, yeah, I kept finding myself like catching my breath. It was such a gorgeous country.
It looked really, really beautiful. And you guys look like you had an amazing time.
We did. And you can tell my boys, we had a really good time.
I asked her as soon as she came in this morning, I'm like, when did you get back? And she's like, I basically just got off the plane.
Yeah, I still have seawater in my hair. I think that's how fresh I am from Greece. So if you want to take a little bit of the country home with you, I can give you a lock of my hair.
The Burt Show.